Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just so broke, you won't believe. Can't get a dollar out of me. And as far as I can see, I'm losing control like a bad disease. No, I just can't get relief. I've been shot down by the life police. Cause every day I try to rise, but I can't succeed. Can anybody find a cure for me? You can be bitter, bitter, bitter. Or you can be better, better, better. Great life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne. Now every day is like a brand new year. I throw my hands up in the air like I just don't care. I'm moonwalking down the street feeling like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Feel like the bottom of the gas now, I see clear. So now I laugh just a little more. I know I'm much taller than I did before. I know I'm not where I need to be, but I thank God that I'm not where I used to be. I used to be bitter, bitter, bitter. But now I feel better, better, better. Great life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne. Don't worry, little children. And don't complain. Whoa, remember your golden. Your body's some sugar cane. Great life gives you lemon. Take lemonade.
I
would say for a reason that I can't explain. Got something new to believe in. I'm awakened again. How many miracles I happen each day. If I can just get out of my own way.
Well, life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne.
I'm a man of many talents. I'm more talented than Alex Boyer. More people ask for my autograph than for him. They're not going to tell you that. That little, like, rap part, where we're like, no, 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 lemonade, no. So dumb. It's already been done like a billion times. But luckily I was in the shot because I saved it. Redemption. You're welcome, Alex.
Alrighty. Good evening, everybody. And that was Alex Boyer, Lemonade. Appropriate song for my new show, If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Lemon Martini. Or you can make lemonade or whatever. But this show is for the tame and the untamed. It's serious with a dash of humor. Life is what you make it. You may be rich but unhappy or broken happy. You may have had many adversities in your life. How many pity parties did you have? Ever went from being a victim to becoming victorious? Ever been down so low you could swing your legs on a dime? That's low. Do you have a sense of humor? Ever laughed at yourself? What is your overall view of life? Want to vent or just have something to get off your chest? If you answer yes to one of these questions, this show is for you. Also, free exposure. If you're a business owner, starting a business, author, expert, or just want to share information of importance, I invite you to come on as a guest and let's chop it up. Sorry, there will be no discussion, religion, or politics. Okay, so this evening we have a very special guest of erotic expression. She's a provider of relationship consulting, romance coaching, erotic greeting cards, and pleasure parties. Its founder and creator, Jade Byron, is a romance guru and is a woman of many hats. She is a love coach, relationship specialist, pleasure party hostess and coordinator, a sacred womb healing practitioner, and is an oracle and sacred womb intuitive. She has a second business called Sacred Womb Healing that is focused on healing women one womb at a time. In addition to her two businesses, Jade also teaches how to meditate and manifest one's deepest desires by using the energy from their sacred womb. She also is the hostess of Erotic Talk Radio, where they discuss various erotic topics that are intimate, educational, and erotic. She encourages her listeners to open their minds and try new ways to express themselves erotically, sensually, and metaphysically. Jade is also a very talented writer of erotic poetry, short stories, and is preparing to make her writings available for digital download soon. Without further ado, we're going to bring on Jade Byron, this evening's guest. Jade, are you there, darling?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. How are you, darling?
I'm doing beautifully. I'm doing wonderful, and I feel good that I'm on here with you. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. It definitely has been. And since then, you've added a few more hats to your little repertoire. You are now a womb goddess, right? Yes.
Yes.
But we're going to start from the beginning. You know, how did you get into all the fields that you're in, and what came first? Was it your erotic pleasuring of selling toys, or, you know, just let's start from the beginning and then we'll work up to where you're at now.
So, yes, I've been selling adult toys for over 14 years now. And over the course of time, in this latter part of the years, it's been probably about maybe 4 years now that I have been. So I feel like it's still recent considering how long I've been doing toys. But for the last 4 years, I have been meeting some interesting people. I've always met interesting people, you know, within this 14-year span of the business. But later on, I started to really meet new people. And I also have a radio show like you. And so also the guests that you meet are interesting. So I've learned, you know, about different techniques that you can utilize to and use as your tool to a beautiful orgasmic bliss, and then a step further through manifestation, utilizing your orgasmic energy. So learning these techniques has kind of expanded in what I do for my clients as far as assisting them with you know, having a wonderful, yummy, sensual and sexual pleasure, if you will, and what all they can do with that. So, yeah.
So what made you get into the toy business, the adult toy business?
What made me get my husband, when before we got married, you know, we just always have had an interesting sensual experience and life. So he is the one who had introduced me to adult toys. And when I felt how they felt and just got to experience and it just was a beautiful feeling. It was a wonderful feeling to see these toys and to say, oh my gosh, these do wonderful things, and then to feel what they do. So it was almost like I had to share this with someone. You know how you get a product and you're like, I got to tell somebody? I felt
right.
like that, but kind of amped up. Like, I really got to share this with people. Like, it's got to be a group of people around for me to say, oh my gosh, like the orgasm
right.
is serious. So So that's how I got, and he was like, oh my gosh, now you want to sell them. I'm like, yeah, like I just really want to tell everybody what all they can, you know, do, because, it's a different feeling. So
now you said your husband had introduced you to the toys. What was the very first toy that he introduced you to, and how did you feel when he had introduced you to it, and how did he introduce you to it?
It was a vibrator. It was a vibrator. And it had a lot. The feeling was amplified to what I feel when you're manually or you're doing it with a partner or self-pleasure, self-love, that's what I mean when I say manual. So when you are going through the manual stimulation, there was a different feeling. So it just was like, and I'm saying it's tingling sensations, there's a lot going on. And then, it was amplified. So that is how it made me feel. And how it was introduced to me is I was blindfolded. I think I was blindfolded. My eyes were closed. It was dark. And just I was like, oh, my gosh, what is that? You know, so that experience, yeah, it was like I was shocked because I wasn't expecting it. So everything, the noise and everything was just bringing curiosity to me as far as what is this and that's making me feel this way. And so, yeah. And, I would challenge people because you're saying this and now I'm thinking back and I'm like, wow, that was a wonderful feeling. So I challenge people to, those who have used toys to think back to that first time and that first orgasmic experience that you were like, oh my goodness. Wow. So, yeah.
Okay. Because that's very, not to say that that's not what men would do, but, you know, to hear that a man turns, you know, his partner on with a toy, because generally it's the women, you know, well, come here, sweetie, I got this new toy, and then you have to go through whether he's going to deal with it or not deal with it, because some men don't want to introduce toys into their relationship because it makes them feel inadequate, you know, when really it's not. Inadequacy, you should feel something that you maybe this is enhancement, something that's making it a little better, especially if this flame is going down in your relationship, or you know, you may be having problems having an orgasm and you bring a toy in that can enhance it and help it, you know. But you have people who don't like the toys, and you have people who do like the toys. So, you know, I guess it's it depends on the individual, you know. But to hear when a man introduces a toy, that's really good, you know. And then it's good that you was receptive of it as well, because you could have said no, you know. Because I used to sell toys myself, excuse me, years ago, and it was one young lady at the party. You know, you pass the toys around. She moved back and put her nose in the air. No, I don't want to. And I'm saying to myself, you know, I really didn't want to be impolite or anything, but I said to myself, well, what are you doing in here? You know, I'm quite sure whoever had invited her to the party had informed her that what was going to be going on. And she stayed the entire time, but every time we, you know, passed around a toy, right, she would put her nose in the air. But at the end,
it's curiosity.
She came to me. Yeah, she came to me and she says, I wasn't trying to be uppity or anything like that, she said, but, you know, this is my first time and, you know, blah, 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 you know. But she did, eventually she did buy a, she bought a bullet. But, you know, you do have the people who are diehard about it and no, I don't want to be involved with it, you know, and that's their preference, you know, because everybody's different, you know, and that's the beauty of, you know, people, everybody's different, you know, because if everybody was the same, this place would be so bland and the world would be so boring. But, you know, you have people who are just, then you have the closet people, the people who do things behind closed doors that they don't want people to know about. Or they, you know, well, it's really nobody's business what goes on behind closed doors. But when you're in public, you're putting on a different persona. Then you get behind doors and, you know, it's you're off the chain, you know, swinging from the chandeliers and things
and,
like that.
And there are people, there are people that are private. So I've always said to people, I've always put it out there, but I have very few people who accepts this offer, but I do offer to come in and just deal with couples or someone solely by themselves. I have set up my table at my house and have invited someone to come over privately for me to show them the products that I've had, and I've laid them out before they got there so that it's all, the presentation is out. The table is set up really pretty, just as if I was having a party. So I do offer that because people are private. And sometimes you have people that kind of embellish the truth. They secretly, like you say, they really do want to be as excited as the crowd. They really do want to touch and feel the product. But they're like, oh, no, that is nasty. Y'all are just, oh, that's just, you know. You know, I have a family member who is very, she will not buy anything from me. And I'll often think, secretly, are you purchasing from somebody else? And I just don't know. And you're like, I just don't want my baby sister to know, you know, because I, you know, I jokingly say, hey, you know, even though I'm married, I say, I'm a Torres, you know, we're a Torres. So we, you know, we, hey, we all like, I have sisters that be like, what you got in the trunk? What new products you got? So I just have one family member that's like, oh no, like, no. So it's funny to have that imagination because I often think that with people who will say, oh no, I don't want to. And some will come to me and some won't. And some I will have that imagination of you must be going somewhere else and buying or purchasing, or you just don't want your friends to know, you know, because it's so yummy. On the other token, I will say that there are some women who have sexual trauma and they just feel icky and feel we all have different emotions. Some of us feel like, you know, we have been through a lot. So we just don't feel comfortable even in our own skin, even with ourselves. We don't feel comfortable to use something like this. It's a little intimidating. So, and that's why we have a variety of products, because if you don't want something to look phallic-y, if you don't want it to look like a penis or you don't want it to look like a vagina or whatever, we have other products that is more conservative. I always say conservative. That's the word I use. So, you have different massagers and stuff that does not look an actual body part. So it won't make you feel, if you feel a little uncomfortable with that. Or if you're a person that wants to be private and you don't want people to know your business and you're fearful of the kids or somebody getting to it, we have things that look like brushes and lipsticks and just different things that you can conceal a little more better than other things. So, if you want to use it, and we are so a lot of us, and I'm sure you know, because you, like you say, you sold adult novelty before, but we are very confidential. So we don't tell, you know, we won't go around telling anybody that, oh my God,
right,
so-and-so down the street purchased this product from me. It's very confidential.
Right.
So,
that's true.
You know, never have that fear that, you know, oh my gosh, I'm going to be found out. So, that's another thing as well, you know, just being comfortable with trying it. You know, sometimes we'll hear people saying, oh, I wouldn't try adult toys, that's nasty. So we'll feed off of that, because a lot of times, you know, we can be easily influenced by people as well, sometimes unknowingly. So you do have to watch that too, living your truth. If you're somebody that is curious and you want to try it, then try it out. Oh my gosh.
Right.
I loved the feeling. It was awesome. So,
wow.
So,
well,
yeah,
that's very interesting to know, you know, because like I said, it's mainly the woman who is turning her husband on, you know, to a toy. But, you know, it's good if your husband comes home and, you know, does that for you, because, you know, like I said, some men, they're not even into it, and they wouldn't even think to, you know, do something like that. So kudos to your husband, darling.
Absolutely. Yes, I love him to death. He finds something different, and that's what I love, because that's what I like, you know, and I preach to everybody is that, you know, live for the moment, especially when it comes to being with your partner in a sensual and sexual way. I just feel like when you do that and you're so open in that department, in that area, then you open the doors for other more effective and successful communication.
Right, and also it keeps the fire burning in your relationship.
Absolutely.
You know, people don't realize that, you know, once that flame is gone, you know, in either party, say, like, if your husband, he no longer desires you, then he's going to go elsewhere. The same, you know, we women.
I agree.
You know, we'll try to get things going. But men, once it's gone, they're out the door. So it's always good to keep that home fires burning, as Millie Jackson would say. Keep them home fires burning, honey. So let me ask you, did you do co-ed parties before, and what were the results of those?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I love doing co-ed parties. I love doing couple parties.
Mm-hmm.
So they are very successful. They are just as successful as ladies' parties or girls' night in parties that you have the theme. The interesting thing is, because that has been so commercialized, girls' night out and girls' parties and bachelorette parties, that a lot of times women believe that that's the only kind of party that they can have. So they'll just ask for, you know, I just want to have a girls' party. And that's okay. I don't want for women to think, oh, I can't have a girls' party then. No. If that's what your intention is and that's what you really want to have, great. But a lot of times we also want to have couples' parties too. They are fun. They are just as fun. I think that they are very powerful in the excitement and when you're getting ready to go and have your playtime. So I hate when a word is in your mind and you just can't get it out, but I know what I'm trying to say.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling.
I am stumbling over my work. The anticipation. There it is. Bam. The anticipation.
Okay.
So it gives for having parties, a couple's parties. It enhances the anticipation. It enhances, the excitement and just the time, the foreplay part. I just feel like that's a part of the foreplay because y'all are playing games, you're playing couples games, and you're really getting yourselves really excited and looking forward to that moment when y'all go home. And the ride home is really great because y'all are like, oh my God, look at what we're going to do. You know, do we buy the batteries or do we just go home and just grab some out the damn remote? Like, what do? Like, you know, so the conversation, I mean, just imagine, you know, the conversation on the way home because you're so looking forward to using it. You just bought something and y'all had fun because you were playing a game or whatever. So I think the couples parties is beautiful. Some of these couples, in the process of getting ready to have this party, just got into an argument. Something wasn't right. They were a little tense. And then they come to this party and they are relaxed, rejuvenated. They have forgotten what it was they were having a disagreement about or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, yeah. So it's so much that a couple's party has to offer. That's the moral of my story. But, you know, consider that too. Yeah. Don't just always have a girls' night. Try the couples parties as well.
Right. I've had my very first party when I first started in the business was a co-ed party, and we were told that we're not supposed to do co-ed parties, but use our own discretion if we did. So my very first party was a co-ed party, and I was a little nervous because, you know, having the men there, I didn't know what they were, you know, was on their mind, how they were going, but it was really receptive because one of the guys had asked me, did I have a certain toy, and luckily I did have that toy. So I said, okay, well, you know, this is going really well, and they were all coupled off, and, you know, so and I think it's really good when you can do the couples parties, you know, opposed to, you know, if you're doing all girls, they got to go home and they got to, first they got to get the approval from their husband, significant other, and, you know, then they have to tell them how to use it, whatever. When they're at the party together, they can learn everything in one night, you know, how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
They can pick their novelties out together. You know, that's a good thing. And then, you know, it's really nothing wrong with having their time, too, because maybe a single, you know, single girls there, you know, who are not involved in a relationship and are just looking for, you know, things to do on their own. So
mm-hmm.
Either way, you know, the enhancement of the novelties is good, you know, especially if it's going to keep couples together.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. I completely agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also, you are a romance consultant. How did that come about?
Mm-hmm. Just doing the adult novelty. So when I was doing the adult novelty, people just ask a lot of questions. It just kind of
mm-hmm.
came with the territory. So
mm-hmm.
when people ask questions, you start to guide people in their love life and enhancing and making things in alignment with how you desire them to be. So doing workshops and doing one-on-ones, and at first I was talking to people for free. I was just giving advice and talking to people. And at the time I had a personal life and business coach. And when she realized that I was having free consultations, just talking to people, and I could be on the phone with them for hours, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I was just wanting to help resolve their issue. She was like, no, we're going to do this over. We're going to revamp this because this is not, how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was guided and I started to charge for the services that I was providing, people started to take me more serious. And so, you know, I'm already delving into romance. So I said, you know, I'm a romance consultant. I'm a romance specialist. This is what I do. So this became my title. I'm a romance specialist. You come to me, you know, and I'm, you know, doing this work, and I'm also getting education for it. So I'm also delving with love coaches and relationship specialists who does the same thing that I'm doing at the time was getting training for. So, yeah, I took it a step further and started getting certified for the coaching process. And, yeah, and so there it is. And I just, you know, rolled with it and just started it adding certifications to what it is that I do.
Mhm. Okay, well, that sounds, you know, very interesting because, you know, like I said, since we've last talked, you've added a few more hats to your little repertoire, you know, and it's always good to continue on with different things, you know, so you can have something that is always useful, you know, because
yeah.
You know, people are always wanting to be in relationships. You know, people are always wanting to enhance their sex lives and, you know, different things like that. So that's very good that you continue to educate yourself on these different things. And also, are you still doing the chakras? Am I saying that right?
I do a yoni awakening orgasmic meditation and manifestation session with my clients. I do a womb awakening session, reading consultation. The session that I do, the healing sessions that I do, does help to clear and cleanse energy and blockages. So, yes, it does help with that, opening the chakra points and cleansing and clearing the meridian points within our sacred walls, I call it, our vaginal area, our womb. So, yes, I do consult, and we go through some work. We go through some forgiveness work. In that session, and then I have other sessions, different sessions that you can do. So if you go to the site, you can see what different sessions you can have with me. Some of them are just consultations, you know. And you can do a consultation. You can get a sacred womb herbal steam and then have a consultation with that if you're in the local in my local area.
Okay,
so
let's
Baltimore,
talk about
in the Baltimore area.
Right, let's talk about the womb steaming. Can you get a little bit more specific in that so, you know, that people can understand exactly what it is and why is it necessary and the benefits of it?
Sure. So, I am also a womb sauna practitioner, and I do herbal steaming. It is a what we call like a medicine, an herbal steam medicine. So this is through steaming, and you take different herbs, and you help the client with it helps with so many things. So it helps with your fibroids. It helps you with imbalances. It helps you with balancing your chakra points. So it does help with that. It helps fertility. There's so many things that it does help you with. Also any imbalances, any traumas, it heals that. It helps to detox. So does help with cleansing as far as that. The womb steaming does have a lot of properties that the herbs have, and it's a light steaming. It is a lot better than if you were douching, because I always say that douching, if you douche, that is like almost power washing.
But I understand that it's really not necessary to douche, not unless you have an infection or something like that, when the doctor prescribes for you to take a douche, because the vagina really cleanses itself.
It cleanses, yes.
So,
right, but there are some times where there's some, I don't want to call it debris, but sometimes it kind of falls out my mouth, because there are things that is left behind through our monthly cycle. And so the steaming does help with clearing and cleansing, and just detoxifying you. But to me, I just feel like the douching can... the pressure can be a little bit much, where the steaming, it is reaching your fallopian tubes. It is reaching more in depth than your ovaries. It's just reaching further than if you were doing the douching. So. It is a lot of things. There is like over 20, and I'm trying to think, there is like over 25 different benefits to using the herbal steaming. So, I said, there's hormonal balance that it helps. It's also cardio. It's good for, like, it's a good cardio, because it's sweating. You're sweating, but you're also doing some work under there. So it's really, really good. It's good for emotional purging. I said sexual trauma. So I'm trying to remember everything, you all, but it just pulls toxins out of the body, which is, to me, very important. It also helps with vaginal tightness. I forgot that. That is,
Vaginal tightness.
Some of the herbs that is used, some of those herbs does help with tightening. So, and it helps to align your chakras. It helps with relieve menopausal symptoms, cramps. There's so many things that a vaginal steaming can do, and that's why it's just important. There is sometimes there's just waste that's left behind. There's stuff that's left behind that just contributes to the cyst, contributes to fibroids, contributes to tumors, and this helps to pull that out. And so that is why I felt like I want to do this. I want to be able to help women from a different level, because with toys, you know, we're helping you to stimulate sensually and sexually. But if there is something that needs to be healed and that's causing your imbalance and your disconnect with your sexual desires and the feeling of even wanting to be sexy and yummy and have this experience. It could be something that's going on with our womb. It could be something that's going on with our vaginas. So we mm-hmm. have to heal ourselves. And so this is why I thought this was a beautiful method to assisting in vaginal detox and also assisting with tightening, because I said, you know, hell, I'm even being a part of tightening in a different way, because mm-hmm. I'm teaching you about, vaginal tightness through your Kegels and different things like that, and utilizing yoni eggs and Benoit balls and other in wands that are meant for Kegel mm-hmm. exercises. So when I also found out that these are some of the benefits of womb steam, and I'm like, oh, you can tighten too just from that. Oh my God, there's herbs that just. Well, mm-hmm. I wanna get in on that too. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to touch women from different areas, all different areas that makes you feel good and yummy and that can assist inside and out. So, yeah. So then I got into this and became a womb sauna practitioner. And so, yeah, I do that too. Because people say, Jay, oh my gosh, you do this? Oh my goodness, you do that? I have had a neighbor down the street that just found out that I did that. She knew I sold sex toys, and she said, you have an interesting choice of career moves that you do. She said, but it's interesting. And she didn't know about vaginal steaming. So it was interesting to explain. But, hey, yeah, some people think it's weird what I do, but I love what I do. I love it. And I, being in this spiritual journey that I'm in and this sensual and how to expand and in our sexual desires and the feelings that we get, not just with toys, but how you can do it just through the mindset, it has just evolved in me doing things that is different than other healers. So now I've decided and have came up with and have taught women just recently. This is one of the workshops that I do with the Yoni Awakening Orgasmic Meditation and Manifestation. We are actually using a bullet. So this was my way to teach women how to heal, but also to teach women how to touch themselves, feel sensual, feel sexual, but also feel that pleasure, and then learn how to pull back so that they can start to manifest through their mindset and through their feeling, their heart chakras, and just, you know what I'm saying, in their sacral right. chakra, and just learning how to align all of that up with their desires. And I sat there one day and I said, how do I use my toys now that I've kind of transition on another path, but I want to continue this journey with the adult novelty? What can I do to expand this? And so this is something that I've done. I've introduced this into meditation, into a meditation setting, and mm-hmm. Women are interested. Some are shy and they'll inbox me and want to book a session, and then all of a sudden they'll pull out because they're like, oh my gosh, so I have to use a bullet while I'm, you know, while you're walking me through this, and I have to, you know. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it's like, I say, hey, listen, once you start to feel and open yourself up, you'll understand where I'm going with this right. and how I'm directing you with that sensual and sexual energy and how you embrace it again, because some of us mm-hmm. cannot embrace our desires, or we can't embrace that feeling anymore because mm-hmm. of something that has happened to us in the past. So this is me trying to get you to that point where we're going to get you reconnected. So yeah, it's fun.
Well, let me ask you this: how long is the process? How long do you go through the process of the steaming of the vagina, and also how many subscriptions do you know before it works?
Well, all right, so I just grasped the second question right away. I was getting ready to answer, but the first question was, how long does it take, right?
Yeah, how long is
the process?
How long
okay.
do you go through the steaming?
So I'm with you. With Sacred Womb Healing, either I come, if you're locally, I can come to you or you can come to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The session, we're going to be together for an hour to an hour and 15 minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're on the pot for 30 minutes. So the steaming process is 30 minutes, but you're going to go through a half an hour consultation and a half an hour of the steaming. And before and after, we're going to have a small consultation. Just like me just coming in and just setting up and then explaining to you the process. That could take about
mm-hmm.
5 to 10 minutes. And then we have our consultation, and then you sit on the pot, and then I'll just touch base with you on what happened and your experience, and then I'm out of there. Then it's
oh,
over.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's a nice process. And to answer your question of how long does it take for it to take effect, it takes effect almost immediately. I've had women call me like the next day and say, okay, I experienced this, or I'm feeling this way or whatever, but you do feel elevated. You feel a sense of relief,
mm-hmm.
a sense of relief and release, because you've released a lot of things starts to come up. And you just, yeah, you're going to have a beautiful experience. And I will say that I am, because I have been asked, what is different? What is the difference with my session compared to other session? And I want to say that what makes Sacred Womb Healing different is that I am there with you. We are doing work. We're not just sitting you on a pot and that's it. So I'm not just going to sit
right.
you on my pot and walk away from you. If we start talking and praying and chanting or whatever it is that you desire at that time,
mm-hmm.
if you start tearing up and crying because you're releasing something, or if you start feeling stuff because we're talking about something that is hitting home to you and it's hitting your heart, I'm there to wipe your tears. If you're sweating, I'm there to wipe that sweat off. If you say, Jay, my nose is itching right, then I'm going to scratch your nose for you. I'm there with you the entire time.
Right.
And
right.
so that's what makes it different. So, yeah, so I always tell people, you're going to have a beautiful experience, and you're going to be manifesting some things before the session is over. So I probably will hear back from you of, oh, my gosh, this happened or that happened, and wow, you know. So
wow.
I just love the stories that I hear, and I love the reviews that I've gotten so far. You know, I ask people who experience any of the sessions with me, I always say, you know, I would love it if you do the review on Facebook. The reason
mm-hmm.
that I say that is because I know that our websites all the time, for some people, may feel like, is this really genuine? You know, is this, you know,
mm-hmm.
cause some people have said, yeah, y'all can spice up and make it sound good and do a review yourself and put somebody's name on there. I've heard people say that. So because I've heard of that and heard people say that and say, okay, yeah, you know, if you have a website, you know, you can do some things on your own website because you're the owner of that site. But I can't lie on Facebook. So I say, hey, you see people's profile, you see that it is a genuine person that has wrote that. So I always tell people, when someone puts something on my website and say, you know, I just put a review on your website, I thank them. I have a lot of gratitude for it. But I oftentimes ask people, put it up there on Facebook for me because I'm going to direct people to Facebook because it's authentic. I can't tell a lie on that one, you know. So just check it out. Look at the reviews and look at people's experiences through the sessions that they have. It is mind-blowing for me just to be in that space with you, share that space with you, and see your transition. It is beautiful. So, yes.
Wow. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, okay?
Awesome.
Okay.
You're listening to If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini Show at 109.9 Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hosted by Gail St. Francis Johnson, formerly known as Miss Delicious. For questions or comments, the call-in number is 646-652-2877. That's 646-652-2877. And remember, if life gives you lemons, make a martini. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
No more time left to be here.
right, and that was Alicia Keys, Like You'll Never See Me Again. And we're back on If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini. This is Gail St. Francis, your host here with the vivacious, beautiful Jade Byron, Goddess Jade Byron. And we're discussing the many hats that she wears, and we're now discussing the sacred womb healing that she does, along with the other things that she does. She's a love coach, relationship specialist, pleasure party hostess, and coordinator. So, Jade, are you there? Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Now, right, you mentioned this process. It does a lot of things for a woman's womb. And you know that some women who have been through trauma or are just going through whatever it is they're going through, when they have this session, does that clear up not only their wounds but the thoughts and the things that was troubling them as well?
Okay, so it does clear up some things, and I'm not going to say that it's a temporary fix, because I have people that will say right away they feel healed, and all they needed was that one session. Some people, they need more than one session. So some people need a treatment, is what I call it, when they need multiple sessions that they need to come in and do. But as far as the mindset, we're never going to forget what has been done to us when it comes to trauma. We can forgive. And so in the session, we're doing a forgiveness. That is where we are going to start to cleanse and heal that area, that blockage, is the forgiveness piece. So that is what one of our processes is to forgive. So the healing is going to take place when you start to forgive and not fester. Does that make sense? So I'm not going to say that it's not going to ever be on that person's mind ever again, but I do want to work with them to not fall on that memory, not to hold on to that memory, that they dwell on it. Does that make sense?
Right.
So that's what my job. Yeah. So that's what I do, is I work with you to not be in that place where you're taken back to that that victim,
trauma.
That person that has went through that trauma. And I say victim because at that time, that's what you felt in the past. But now we are victorious. We are, you know, we are, as you say, vivacious. We are queen goddesses. And so we now take control. And so that is what we work to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, you know, it sounds very interesting. And, you know, women who are going through whatever they're going through or just want to have a cleanse, you know, sounds really good. Because sometimes, you know, we neglect ourselves and we forget about things, and, you know, we begin to drift off into other different elements in our life. You know, you forget to, let's say you forget to pray, or you forget to forgive, and, you know, things like that. So that sounds like when you go through that process, you also go through a process of other healings, as far as things that you may have forgotten to, or how you neglect yourself, you know, because it could be pressure from your job or your family, or, you know, something that's going on. So once you get into that mode of going through that vaginal steaming, that sort of like counteracts all those other negative energies that are going around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does help with that. It does. The thing is that you do have to, you also have to protect and heal yourself and do some work afterwards. The reason that I say that is because energy just keeps flowing around us. And this is why some people will go through the process again, because what tends to happen is you can go through this healing process to feel good, and all of a sudden there be some negative energy around you that has surfaced, and you need to cleanse and heal from that. So you need to learn, and you will go through that. We'll go through that process. What things to do to keep yourself grounded so you're not subjected to those kind of energy fields and stuff. So,
Okay. Well, it seems that the time really got by us, you know, because it just, when everything, you know, because we're having these good conversations, the time goes so fast. So we're going to ask you, Goddess Jade, if you come back for a part two, you know, because I'm quite sure the listeners want to know more as myself. And, you know, so we're extending an invitation for you to come back.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So we'll have you back. And, you know, maybe the show will be a little longer, but due to the circumstances of things, you know, that are going on in your life as well as in my life, we're just sort of like out of time right now. But it was more than a pleasure, more than a pleasure having you on. And we're going to give you a great big round of applause.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I feel like I gotta take a bow on that.
Yes. This has definitely been a very, very interesting conversation this evening, you know, because I'm quite sure the listeners got a lot of information out of it. And in the meantime, how do my listeners, how do they get in touch with you? Can you give us that information?
Oh, yes. So you can find me on Instagram, or you can find me on Twitter at WombGoddess69. I'm also on Periscope on WombGoddess69. You can find me, my website is sacredwombhealing.com. And also I have a group that you can get into that is called Sacred. Actually, you can just like the page, Sacred Womb Healing, and then you can find the group there on Facebook. So facebook.com/Sacred Womb Healing. And that is how you can find me.
Well, let us know when your radio show airs as well.
You know what? Thank you. we have it's so much going on when you're doing so much, but it is a blessing that you do forget some things. So yes, that is beautiful for you to listen to. It's Erotic Talk Radio. We are airing every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's where you can find us on Blog Talk Radio as well.
Mhm. Okay. Well, you're all over, you know. So, and that's a good thing, you know, because generally I just tell people you can Google, you can Google me because it's just, you know, and I'm quite sure they can Google you as well. So, you know, with that being said, I do appreciate you for coming on this evening.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to having you back.
Yeah, you know, because this conversation was really getting hot, you know, and good.
Absolutely.
So the invitation is for you to come back, and as soon as you want to pick a date to come back, you know, just inbox me or you can call me, and I'll set that up for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you again.
You're more than welcome. And this is If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini Show with your hostess, Gail St. Francis Johnson, formerly known as Miss Delicious. With that being said, everybody have a beautiful weekend. And remember, if you're driving, don't drink. If you're drinking, don't drive. I love talking to you, not about you. And I'd rather see you than view you. With that being said, love you guys. Good night. Good night, Jade.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Oh, well, I wanted to play my little salutation of goodnight by my grandson, but it's not working. So with that being said, good night, everybody. Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to my Nana's Internet Radio Show, because it's the best. Good night. Thank you for listening to my Nana's Internet Radio Show, because it's the best. Thank you for listening to my Nana's Internet Radio Show.